از آن ارج هنر داد که فریاد رس درماندگان باشی، جاودانه نیرومند بمان. سام آنگاه در سراپای فرزند به ستایش نگریست و او را سزاوار تخت کیانی دید. دل پهلوان از شادی چون بهشت برین شد، پس تنش را در قبای پهلوانی پوشاند و فرزند را زال زر نامید.
ادامه قصه خاموش ماند. سیمرغ بالهایش را گشود و البرز کوه بازگشت. به شهر قصه سیمرغ بازگردید.
I am Boutros, Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are you aware music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver?
Esteja alerta para as regras dos trens. O que você dá retornará para você. Essa lição você tem que aprender. Você só ganha o que você merece.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. Welcome to the program. Welcome to your Thursday evening. It's just after 6 and we're here till 7:30, so stick with us. We have a great show coming up tonight. We've got some Steve Earle planned for you, a little bit of Bear in Heaven, some Young Liars, and even some Jack White on the program for you tonight. So stick around for the next hour and a half, and you will be treated with some gems. My name's Christian, and I'm one half of the dynamic duo that hosts Are You Aware? Music that has something to say. I'm flying solo tonight. Fleur is home, hopefully listening. Hi, Fleur. And she'll be back on December 4th for our next show. But she allowed me the pleasure of controlling the airwaves tonight. So if you've never listened to our program, Are You Aware? Music that has something to say. We profile music and musicians that choose the route of positive action over apathy. So we're highlighting a lot of bands that are involved in charities or music with a message. Really a lot of positive vibes. If you can think of some bands that you're interested in that you think we would enjoy playing them on the air, by all means, send us a message. Look us up on Facebook or send us an email at areyouawareradio@gmail.com and let us know your thoughts. We started off the program with a great track from Portishead. That was Silence from their album called Third. Love that song. It was kind of had a little bit of a dark driving beat to it. So really love that. They're an English band that were formed in 1991 in Bristol. They're named after the nearby town of the same name that was about 8 miles away from Bristol. Their debut album was called Dummy, and it was met with huge critical acclaim when it came out in 1994. They've had two other studio albums, Portishead, so a self-titled album in 97, and then Third, which that track was from, which came out in 2008. So that album, Third, was their first studio album in 11 years. So That's what I call taking a little bit of a vacation for sure. So December 2009, the band released the song called Chase the Tear, and that was for Human Rights Day to raise money for Amnesty International UK, which is a great organization. Jeff Barrow, which is one of the main members of Portishead, stated in a Rolling Stone interview that he would begin work on his portion of the album, their next album, in January 2012. So they're trying to get back in the studio. He was pointed out that it could be another decade before a new album is released, but apparently they've got something cooking up for us. So that's nice to hear because they're a great band. Also in 2012, Barrow organized a football match for charity. The match saw Portishead Town FC play Portishead the band. So I wonder how that went. I'm guessing that Portishead FC probably took them by storm. The match was in aid of Children's Hospice Southwest and Portishead Town FC. The lineup included Barrow, drum and bass legend Ronnie Size, and Massive Attack's Daddy G. So some big names represented there. Next up, what do we have? We've got some Zac Brown Band coming up. Zac Brown Band is an American country folk band based out of Atlanta, Georgia. Recorded 5 studio albums to date. Very successful, charting 10 number one singles on the Billboard country charts. So super, super successful. And since 2009, the band has earned 55 award nominations, and that's probably, I imagine, tough to be matched, I would think. So they've been nominated by the Grammys, Academy of Country Music Awards, and Country Music Television, and they've won 8 awards, so that's huge. The band has supported Little Kids Rock, which is an American national nonprofit that works to restore and revitalize music education programs in disadvantaged U.S. public schools. They donate items for auction to raise money for the organization. And in January 2013, so a little over a year and a half ago, Zac Brown, Clay Cook, and David Ryan Harris played a benefit with John Mayer, so another big name, for the firefighters and the residents of Pine Creek in Park County, Montana, who fought a fire that swept through that area. So the Zac Brown Band is involved in a lot of charitable things. And another thing that I found pretty interesting about the band is they like most bands, they do meet and greets. However, they have a little bit of a different format for getting close to their fans. They call it an eat and greet. So it started off as a simple way to reduce the awkwardness which arises at a typical rock band meet and greet, something that I've actually never been to, but I'm sure for some fans it's very, very amazing. And prior to every concert performance, Zach and his chef, Chef Rusty, treat up to 200 guests with the finest Southern cuisine. So barbecue beef and pork tenderloin, you know the South is known for their barbecues, so they treat 200 other fans to this. And before arriving in each town, Chef Rusty, Zac Brown's chef, reaches out to local farms to provide the fruit, vegetables, and other staples for the eat and greet. So I think that's a pretty cool initiative. I know if one of my favorite bands was coming through town and had something like that planned, I would definitely be on board. So without further ado, here is the Zac Brown Band with Uncaged on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. Enjoy. Uncaged.
drink from a mountain spring. Deep in the land of the gray wide open, let the water roll all over me. I'm I'm given to the wind through the open plains. Freedom is a gift, get living. Go chase that sunset highway down. You got to get
take our turn. just another poor boy out to fight a rich man's war.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio.
Let's see here, World of Warfare, God. Ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh. Isn't there
anything?
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 Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
We can see you there.
You've got it tuned to Are You Aware on 101.9 CITR. That was a very Canadian song right there from Canadian band Elliot Brood. They're a three-piece alt-country band that were formed in Toronto in 2002. And just love the sound of that one. They have 8 albums under their belt, so they've definitely been producing quite a bit of material over the years. That track was called Northern Air, and it was from their album called Days Into Years, which is their third full-length album. It was released in 2011 on Paper Bag Records. The album's first single, If I Get Old, was inspired by a visit to, I'm gonna butcher this, but the Estaples Military Cemetery in France, where many dead Canadian soldiers from World War I were buried. So very Canadian track, and that actually makes me think about Remembrance Day, which recently obviously was on November 11th. Myself, I went downtown and paid respects at the Cenotaph in Victoria Square. There was a big, Victory Square. There was quite a big ceremony going on, which has gone on for, I think, 90 years it was that it's been going on for. So first time that I've actually taken part in a Remembrance Day ceremony in quite some time, and I'm really glad I did it. I would suggest people to take part next year. It was very inspiring, really. I think people of our generation all too often forget the price that's been paid by our grandparents, for instance, both my grandfathers fighting in World War II. So, yeah, next year, make sure you take part in a Remembrance Day celebration or ceremony. And it was kind of neat. They had the planes fly over the ceremony a couple times, and that was pretty cool, I'd say. So, again, that was Elliot Brood. Before that, Steve Earle, which I'm a big fan of. That was Rich Man's War from The Revolution Starts Now. Steve Earle is an American singer-songwriter known for his rock and country roots. Began learning the guitar at the age of 11. So quite a prolific musician, if I do say so myself. He's one of my guitar heroes. The Revolution Starts Now was the 11th studio album put out by Steve Earle, released in 2004. Earle received the Grammy Award for Best Contemporary Folk Album for that album. It was a very patriotic album, focused around, I guess, the Iraq War and Steve Earle's thoughts on it. Steve Earle's very, very talented. He's a producer, author, political activist, as you could tell by that song, an actor, and has written and directed a play as well. So he's got his hands in a number of different projects. Since early in his career, Earle has been involved in a number of political causes. And I love listening to interviews of Steve Earle. He's very opinionated and has some unique opinions. So check out some of his interviews on YouTube. You might find some interesting ones. In his first public performances, Earle was actually unable to play in bars due to his young age. So he took to playing in coffee houses alongside anti-Vietnam War campaigners. So these experiences definitely had a strong impact on him, most recently evidenced by his opposition to the Iraq War. He is also a regular participant in the Concerts for a Landmine-Free World, benefiting the Vietnam Veterans of America Foundation. And during the second half of his 2011 tour with his band, the Dukes and Duchesses, the drum kit was adorned with the slogan, "We are the 99%, a reference to the Occupy Wall Street movement of September 2011. So always trying to get a message across, I would say. That's definitely Steve Earle to a T. Next up, we're playing some Lady. Lady is Nicole Monique Ray and her band. It is also the title of her debut album. So it's the latest from Truth and Soul Records. At 17, Nicole was the first artist signed to Missy Elliott's Goldmine Records. And in 1998, her debut single, Make It Hot, would go on to reach certified gold status. Her voice would later lend itself to features and hit singles by Missy Elliott, Kid Cudi, and to the Black Keys' critically acclaimed project called Black Rock, which was a really cool project. Check that out if you get a chance. It's several pretty well-known hip-hop musicians doing their thing over music by the Black Keys. So it's very, very interesting. I know the RZA was involved in it. Obviously Lady as well. She was then enlisted to lend background vocals on their seventh studio LP, Brothers. So the seventh studio album by the Black Keys. And Lady played at Jazz Fest this year. So let's check out this track, see what you think. Here's Lady with Good Loving on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Shut it down, good love. Baby got him up in all over town. Strict biz, don't play around. Cover much ground, got game by pound. Getting paid is a forte. Each and every day that you play away, can't get you out of my mind. I think about you all of the time. East side to the west side, pushing that ride, it's no surprise. Got chicks in the stash, stacking up the cash fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average, long as he's got to have it. Baby, you're the perfect man. Wanna get in, come and get down so I can win. Like the way you work it, no diggity, gotta bag it up, bag it up. Like the way you work it, no diggity, gotta bag it up, bag it up. Like the way you work it. No diggity, gotta bag it up, bag it up. Like the way you work it. No diggity, gotta bag it up. He got class and style, seen knowledge by now. Baby never act wild, very low key on the profile. Catching feelings is a no. Let me tell you how it goes. Curves the word, spins the verbs. Love is a curve, so freak what you heard. Hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo. Man, you sure look good. Hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo. He's got class and style. Hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo.
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. And that was Alice Jemima with her cover of No Diggity, which obviously I'm sure most of you out there recognize. It's a Blackstreet cover. Nice little feel to that one. She's a 21-year-old singer-songwriter from Newton Abbott, Devon. Her songs are carefully crafted slices of pop, is how one critic described her. She plays a vintage Hofner guitar and sings with a voice that is both fragile and rich. And I think you heard it on that track. Just wanted to take a little bit of a minute here to talk about Giving Tuesday. So Giving Tuesday is on December 2nd. You've probably heard of Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Well, there's a new day in the holiday season, a day to give back. So mark your calendars for December 2nd. It's called Giving Tuesday. And this year, Big Sisters is a partner, and they are hoping to raise some money and find some new volunteers. So you can find them online at www.bigsisters.bc.ca. Big Sisters would like to raise $2,000, the cost of a pairing little sister with a big sister mentor for 1 year. So $2,000, that's all it takes. Really not a whole lot of money when you consider the impact that that can have. So they're also looking for women who want to give their time as big sisters as well. So again, check out www.bigsisters.bc.ca and think about celebrating Giving Tuesday this year. If Big Sisters isn't your charity, well, pick your charity and support it. So before Alice Jemima, we had Bear in Heaven with If I Were a Lie. Bear in Heaven is a Brooklyn-based rock band. The sound of the band incorporates influences from psychedelic music, electronic music, Time Is Over One Day Old, which that track is from their fourth studio album, which was released late in the summer of 2014. And they took part in the Everything Is New project, which resulted in two albums, both of which came out in January. Artists such as Fortet, Rusty, Dan Deacon, Yacht, Bear in Heaven, of course, Dare Hoofs, Greg Saunier, Max Tundra, and Gang Gang Dance took samples from the children that live in the Light and Love Home and School, which is in India, and built songs around these samples. So it's really cool that they incorporated the children that this project supports into the actual product. So proceeds from the project go to the charity Scottish Love in Action, and the charity feeds, clothes, houses, educates, and provides medical care for over 500 children in India through the Light and Love Home and School. So kudos and big ups to Bear in Heaven for supporting that great, excellent project. Next up, we've got a Canadian singer-songwriter. So Louise Burns, most of you have probably heard of her, formerly a member of the band Lilix. She released her debut album as a solo artist. It was called Melodrama. In April of 2011 on Light Organ Records. Her second album, The Midnight Mass, was released in summer of 2013, and she recently played the Benefit for Tibet show, which was right here at UBC at Thunderbird Arena late last month, so in late October. Other musicians on the bill included Chaos, Matt Brevner, and the Zolas, so she had some good company on that bill. 100% of the event proceeds went to supporting the Vancouver chapter of the Tibetan Resettlement Project, which is a humanitarian initiative by His Holiness, the Dalai Lama. The Dalai Lama was also here in October. So it's an initiative by the Dalai Lama to resettle 1,000 displaced Tibetans to Canada. So the project reaches out to Tibetans living in the most impoverished refugee camps and in, I'm going to butcher this, Arunachal Pradesh, which is a region of northern India that borders Tibet. So Louise Burns supporting a very decent and good initiative, and it took place right here at UBC. So that's really cool. So without further ado, here is Louise Burns with Emeralds Shatter from her latest album called Midnight Mass. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. We'll be right back.
take me someplace where there's music and there's laughter. I don't know if I'm scared of dying, but I'm scared of living too fast, too slow. Regret, remorse, hold on, no, no, I gotta go. There's no starting over, no new beginnings, time raises on. Just gotta keep on keeping on. Gotta keep on going, looking straight out on the road. Can't worry about what's behind you, what's coming for you further up the road. Try not to hold on to what is gone. I try to do right what is wrong. I try to keep on keeping on. Yeah, I just keep on keeping on. I hear a voice call, calling out for me. These shackles I made in an attempt to be free. Be it for reason, be it for love, I won't take the easy road. Ooh, 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 ooh. I've woken up in a hotel room, my worries as big as the moon, having no idea what or where I. Something good comes with the bad. A song's never just sad. There's hope, there's a silver line. Show me my silver line. Show me my silver line. I hear a voice call, calling out for me. These shackles I made in the town to be free.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR just before 7 o'clock. And language alert, that was Fucked Up with Paper the House from their latest album called Glass Boys. They are a hardcore punk band from Toronto, Ontario. The band actually won the 2009 Polaris Music Prize for the album The Chemistry of Common Life. Glass Boys is their fourth album. That song is on that album, and very driving, high-energy track. Frontman Damian Abraham was the official moderator of the 2014 Mariel Arts Debate hosted at the TIFF Bell Lightbox in September in Toronto ahead of their civic election. The public Mariel debate was on the roll of arts and culture in Toronto, and it was open to the public, and it was put on by an organization called Arts Vote. So that's a organization that operates in Toronto. They were founded in 1993 by a dedicated team of arts workers and artists, and they sought to raise awareness among the cultural community of how important it is to vote for candidates who support the cultural sector in the city of Toronto. So through four municipal elections, beginning in 94, when the organization was founded, Arts Vote created and distributed the Excellent and Effective Report Card. So this report card, which can be found on their website, which is artsvote.ca, evaluates candidates based on their track record and aspirations for arts and culture policy. And it was instrumental in getting art-savvy voters out to the polls, which I think is interesting. Not only does Arts Vote, I assume, hold candidates to supporting arts and culture, but it actually encourages art-savvy voters to get out there and vote for the candidate that that aligns best with their views on arts and culture in the local Toronto scene. So between elections, Arts Vote organized deputations to city council at budget time, encouraging councillors to continue investing in the arts community. So again, www.artsvote.ca. So that was for Toronto's civic elections. And speaking of civic elections, Vancouver and the local area here recently had our civic elections as well. And interestingly enough, at least to me, Vancouver saw a significant increase in voter turnout in 2014, which is very promising. There was an estimated 44% of eligible voters casting ballots. That's up from 35% in 2011 and ahead of the city's goal. So the city's goal was to have a 40% turnout. So 44% is excellent. Turnout was apparently heavy. I know I went to the polls and voted, and it was busy. It was definitely busy, which is great. Great to see. And the advanced polling that was offered, I think, probably helped out to achieving that 44% turnout. And interestingly enough, also, a lot of voting stations were kept open 45 minutes longer than scheduled. So good to see people out in droves voting in our civic election. And for those that aren't informed, the mayor, Gregor Robertson, was elected back in, and Vision Vancouver, his party, won the most seats again in Vancouver. But there was some change, though. So, yeah, Google it. Have a read. Maybe I'll post. There's an interesting chart here that Global BC put out showing voter turnout across all of the areas of the Lower Mainland. So I'm going to post that on our Facebook page. Check it out. In most areas, voter turnout was higher this year than in 2011, so that's very promising. Before that, we had First Aid Kit with My Silver Lining from their album Stay Gold, which was released in 2014. First Aid Kit is a Swedish folk duo composed of two sisters. Their 2008 YouTube video cover of the song Tiger Mountain Peasant Song, which is a song by Fleet Foxes, spread their name rapidly on the internet, After they had achieved worldwide fame with their harmonious singing and country-influenced songs that you heard with My Silver Lining there. Stay Gold's their third studio album. And this past summer, the band partnered with iconic British music venue, Royal Albert Hall, to present vocal workshops for 24 local students aged 12 to 15 years of age. So those that haven't heard of Royal Albert Hall, it was built in 1871. So it's a very, very iconic British music venue. And Royal Albert Hall's education program offers young people in London and beyond the opportunity to learn from and be inspired by the finest music artists on the scene. The musicians take part in the program and then play a show at the venue after. And tickets are actually offered at a discounted price to give individuals the experience of the iconic venue that otherwise may not have the opportunity, including the kids that that take part in the programming. So kudos to First Aid Kit for getting involved in spreading music to young children. So I think that's really important. So next up, we have some Young Liars. We're playing a track from their latest album called Tidal Wave. Young Liars is a Canadian indie rock band. They were formed in 2008 right here in Vancouver, British Columbia. And in early November 2011, Network Records announced that they had signed Young Liars to their record label. And the band released their debut full-length album, Tidal Wave, so this album, in late June 2014. Their musical style is upbeat and reminiscent of Foals, Hot Chip, Two Door Cinema Club, and Phoenix, and they've primarily performed around the Metro Vancouver area and Western Canada, but as of this signing to Network a couple years ago, they've recently started headlining and showcasing themselves at various musical festivals, including Rifflandia, North by Northeast, and Sled Island. All those are in Canada. The band's first American performance was in October 2011 at Filtered Magazine's Culture Collide Festival, which took place in Los Angeles. And in early October, they played a benefit concert to raise funds for the Devin Clifford Music Foundation. So for those of you that don't know, Devin Clifford was the drummer for Abbotsford band You Say Party, We Say Die. Clifford passed away in 2010 after collapsing on stage at a show at the Rickshaw Theater. So very tragic. The Devin Clifford Music Foundation was formed after that in 2010 with the goal of providing youth an opportunity to pursue music who otherwise wouldn't be able to. So the program consists of band camps at which participants are provided instruments and instruction. And through the camps, the musicians have the opportunity to work as a band, write music, and perform. And the foundation has also provided rewards to local high school Battle of the Band contests, consisting of time in a recording studio, which that's a huge gift to a young musician. So, and I've got to actually go back a couple steps here. Devin Clifford was part of the band You Say Party, We Say Die, and they've actually changed their name since his passing. Now they're referred to as You Say Party, a very fitting change, I believe, given the circumstances. So let's play Young Liars, who supported the Devin Clifford Music Foundation. So here's Young Liars with Tidal Wave on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
Look at the leaves. Autumn in Vancouver is so lovely. Wait, what's going on? No! It's
November.
The bleakest month has arrived, so warm up with November's issue of Discorder. This month's cover article is an interview with space rockers Dada Plan, who make
dystopian
music for our
dystopian
times. We're also featuring articles on dark punk trio Lie, experimental folk rock from Colin Cowan, and alt garage nutrition from Monk. And please enjoy a special staff sound off on
our least favorite album from artists we love.
Yay!
Yay!
It's a cozy down a copy of Discorder, available around town, and fight the November blues. Special thanks to this month's advertisers, AMS Events, LiveVan.com, The Fox Cabaret, The Lido, The Rickshaw Theater, and Vinyl Records.
This light that shines on me tonight turns on when you wander through my door. And your friends won't see you to the end, I'm sure, but you love them.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. And that was Jack White with Alone in My Home from his latest effort called Lazaretto, which came out in 2014. Jack White is quite well known, but most people probably don't know his name he was born with is actually John Anthony Gillis. So John Anthony Gillis, a.k.a. Jack White, is an American musician, producer, and he actually acts once in a while as well. Most well known as the front man of the band The White Stripes, though he has been in several bands and collaborated with a number of artists. White has enjoyed both critical and popular success and is widely credited actually as one of the key artists in the garage rock revival movement of the 2000s. He's been hugely successful. He's actually won 8 Grammy Awards, and both of his solo albums have reached number 1 on the Billboard charts. Rolling Stone magazine ranked him number 70 on its 2010 list of the 100 greatest guitarists of all time. And Lazaretto is his second solo studio album. It was released this past summer in June. And Jack White is actually a very charitable man. In 2009, he donated almost $170,000 towards the renovation of a baseball diamond in southwest Detroit's Clark Park. So Jack White was born and raised in the city. He resides in Nashville now, but obviously has a really close connection to Detroit. He also helped save the Detroit Masonic Temple. So it was nearly foreclosed in 2013, and it was revealed that owners owed over $142,000 in back taxes. And Jack White took care of that bill in one fellow swoop. So saving a very iconic music venue for Detroit. Bands such as the Rolling Stones and The Who actually played there back in the day. And in 2013, it was revealed that White footed the entire tax bill. So to thank him for the donation, the Temple decided to rename its second largest theater the Jack White Theater. White is also involved in the National Recording Preservation Foundation, and he gave them an inaugural gift of $200,000 to use towards restoring and preserving deteriorating sound recordings on media such as reel-to-reel tape and old cylinders. So he gave them $200,000 just to kind of get things going. White also serves on the foundation's board, and the foundation's director, Eric J. Swartz, said the donation demonstrated a commitment by a really busy songwriter and performer, donating both his time on the board and money to preserve our national song recording heritage. And I know White actually uses a lot of, he has his own label and uses a lot of old recording techniques. I know Neil Young's latest album, the first album that Neil Young put out this year was recorded by Jack White. And if you listen to it, it sounds like it was recorded 100 years ago. And it's just the techniques that Jack White uses or used on that album. So have a look at that. I can't remember the name of the album, but I've listened to a couple tracks on it, and it sounds like it was recorded 100 years ago. It's amazing. So before that, we had Corb Lund with Counterfeiter's Blues from his 2014 album of the same name. Corb Lund and his band, the Hurtin' Albertans, are a Canadian country music band from southern Alberta. Lund was a founding member of a Canadian hard rock metal band called the Smalls before he got together with the Hurtin' Albertans. They were together for over 10 years, touring Canada, U.S., and Europe, selling over 35,000 records. So his previous band, the Smalls, had some decent success. The Hurtin' Albertans is Lund's touring band currently, and they have released 7 albums to critical acclaim. The band tours regularly in Canada, the U.S., and Australia, and much of their time is spent in the Canadian prairies and the American Southwest, where their biggest fan base is. The Counterfeit Blues was released this past summer. Lund is currently on tour in the U.S., and he's a very proud Albertan, and he supported the Canadian Red Cross Alberta Flood Funds after the Calgary area floods of the summer of 2013, which were devastating for many small communities in Alberta, especially the High River area, which is just outside Calgary. The Canadian Red Cross has been improving the lives of vulnerable people in Canada and around the world for over 100 years. So a great organization with a lot of history. They help people prepare for and recover from all types of disasters. So a very worthy cause that Lund and the Hurtin' Albertans supported playing a show to raise funds. So it's just before 7:30, and Are You Aware is coming to a close here. We have time for one more track. There is some special programming coming up this evening. So Darren from Stereoscopic Readout is not going to be with us this evening. At 8 o'clock, there's going to be some special programming coming on. So stay tuned for that. We're going to leave you with some Asian Dub Foundation. We'll be back on December 4th. Fleur will be in tow with me, and that will be our best of 2014 show. So in 2 weeks, we're going to play our favorite tracks that we discovered in 2014. So tune in December 4th from 6 to 7:30 for more Are You Aware? And here is the Asian Dub Foundation with 1,000 Mirrors on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.